And following NPR, this is Mike Osborne in the WMOT Newsroom. A mid-state organization that was instrumental in defeating Nashville's $5 billion transit plan has released its own ideas for solving the city's transportation problems. The Beacon Center is a conservative think tank and advocacy group that works to keep government bureaucracy in check. Policy coordinator Ron Schultes says the center has developed a set of 9 suggestions for improving Music City Transit that could be implemented quickly and at a lower cost than the plan developed by former Mayor Megan Berry.
It would have taken 10 to 15 years to see some of the early results. What we wanted to focus on were things that could be done quickly and cost-effectively to make a difference in the next year or two.
The Beacon Center is advocating for a smart traffic control system for every major intersection in the county. A second suggestion involves reducing government red tape to give entrepreneurs room to innovate new solutions. Metro Councilman Jeff Syracuse supported the original Move Nashville plan, but he likes the idea of giving startups the room to innovate creative traffic solutions. However, he also points to the problems the city's had in recent months with a scooter rental company called Bird.
Using them on Ellington Parkway, running through sidewalks, people have been hit. So, you know, when that happens, what are they going to do? The victim's going to sue the city. So we've got to protect ourselves and make sure that we have pragmatic regulations in place.
Look for a link to all 9 of the Beacon Center's transportation ideas with this story at WMOT.org. Mike Osborne, WMOT News.